Pueblo Bonito, the ruins of a once great empire. It was built many centuries ago by the Anasazi Indians, an ancient American tribe that numbered in the thousands. Like many other civilizations, both before and after, the Anasazi simply disappeared, vanished, leaving only these stone foundations as a reminder of their existence. No one really knows what happened to the Anasazi. Their disappearance is a mystery. We do know that they were a technically advanced people. They had to be in order to survive in this harsh environment. They built complex food storage and water collection systems. They had a solid understanding of mathematics and a remarkable grasp of science. And yet they're gone. History, they say, repeats itself. Today, there's a growing feeling of apprehension, an aura of impending doom that we, like the Anasazi, may become a vanished civilization. And this belief isn't limited to a scattered few. It's a growing movement encompassing millions of people from all walks of life. They point to emerging scientific theory, to the predictions of psychics, both past and present, to the prophecies of the Bible to support their conclusion that our planet is about to undergo dramatic, cataclysmic change. Change so great that it could literally mean the end of the world.
Warning signs abound. A chorus of prophetic voices have predicted worldwide upheaval in the near future.
The biblical prophecies are frightening, and to some, difficult to take seriously. After all, we have never experienced a worldwide earthquake. But suppose the prophecies are true. What could trigger such an event? Perhaps the Anasazi had the answer. They and many other peoples had an almost religious obsession with the planets. They charted the heavens with uncanny accuracy, an accuracy that has only recently been surpassed. But why? Why would such a people, barely able to scratch a subsistence out of this harsh land, be so preoccupied with the planets? Did the Anasazi know something about the planets that we are only beginning to understand? This link between Jupiter, the other planets, and our Earth is just beginning to attract the attention of modern science, and for good reason. On Christmas Eve, 1982, we experienced a rare phenomenon. A conjunction of planets like those for which the Anasazi calculator was designed. Astronomers call it the Grand Alignment, and it is a subject of growing controversy and concern. There are a number of reputable scientists who believe this Grand Alignment could trigger worldwide devastation, ushering our planet into a 20-year era of cataclysm. Is this really possible? Could planets millions of miles away have such an effect on our Earth? Dr. Stephen Plogman, co-author of The Jupiter Effect, has studied the effects of external forces on our planet.
In 1979, 800,000 people were killed in China in a disastrous earthquake. In 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted. devastated hundreds of square miles of land and killed dozens of people. Both of these disasters occurred during times of solar maximum. Now, during this time, the sun spewed forth particles and radiation, which impinged upon the Earth and altered the normal weather patterns, and in turn accelerated and decelerated the Earth's rotation. And this, in turn, triggered earthquakes and violent volcanic activity.
Sunspots and solar flares, gigantic eruptions on the sun's surface that shower the Earth with charged particle radiation, adversely affecting our planet's climate, disrupting radio signals, and, as we are just beginning to learn, altering the Earth's rate of spin.
Recently, we have shown that the planets exert on the sun gravitational and inertial forces due to their rotation about the sun. Now, Jupiter follows an 11-year period around the sun. The solar activity follows an 11-year period around the sun. And at this moment, the planets like Saturn, Uranus, Neptune are in a grand alignment with Jupiter, which compounds this effect.
Christmas, 1982. Eight planets align on one side of the sun, coming together in their closest proximity in almost 200 years. We know that this will cause a severe increase in sunspots, and we know that sunspots can cause earthquakes. How many, how severe? It's anybody's guess. All we know for certain is that no civilization on Earth has ever been so vulnerable.
The cities, massive cathedrals of concrete, glass, steel, and people. People packed as many as 10,000 per square mile. Man's cities may be monuments to his dominion over the earth, but they may also be the key to his demise. Tokyo, a city on an island. There is no more room to spread outward, so the city must spread upward. And the likelihood of disaster grows ever greater. 12 million people live and work here, even though the islands of Japan sit upon a geologic time bomb, the juncture of two massive crustal plates. When one of the plates gives, the entire country might sink. The last great quake here in 1923 left almost 100,000 dead, and the entire country's population was only 6/10 of what it is today. New York City. Contrary to popular belief, it is not built on solid rock. Seven faults slash through Manhattan. The largest cuts completely across the island at 14th Street. Cracks in walls, pipes, foundations. Clues that the earth is coming alive. Will the Grand Alignment trigger these faults into greater activity? 8 million people here are about to find out. Los Angeles, perhaps the most vulnerable city of all. Sprawled across a plain riddled with faults and only a few miles west of the ominous San Andreas. This is truly a city on the brink of disaster.
Any day now, central to Southern California is going to be hit by a massive, horrendous earthquake.
Peter Franken was director of Advanced Projects Research Agency for the Pentagon.
If it should be centered near Los Angeles, behind me here, it will take out that city. Now, what do we mean by take out? If it happens during a working day, it means 100,000 or more people promptly killed. It means a million or more dreadfully grotesque injuries, almost certain to result in death. It means uncontrollable fires, failure of electricity, subsequent spoilage of food, plague-like diseases, and we are in a country utterly inequipped at the present time to deal with a catastrophe of those proportions in any way, shape, or form.